You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Terex 64, waiting for Sir Rollo to pop his glass up and pop into the live chat for a little discussion on fakeologist.com. In the meantime, I'm sitting in mid-north coast of Australia with a lightning storm. It's been raining again. Bushfires are out. Grass is growing like you wouldn't believe. The trees in the main bushfire zone are all greening up after 2 months now, I guess. So it's starting to look pretty cool. And plenty of dead things on the road, saying there's plenty of live animals still roaming around on the main streets of Australia. They're not all dead. And Lord Rollo and I will be having a discussion on whatever the subject may be for a little bit tonight on fakeologist.com. I have a cat sitting next to me and beer. Oh, here we go. Lord Rollo.
G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm good. We're just on fakeologist.com live stream on the Saturday, is it the 14th?
It could well
15th.
Be.
It's the 15th. The 15th.
15th. Wow.
15th of February.
Well, it's good to be back in Australia. It's good to be back in Australia. Oh,
and Rollo,
my God.
Rollo arrived back from Brazil. No, it's not Brazil. From Bogota. Colombia. Only to have a giant tree smashed through his house.
So tell
me what time, 4 o'clock in the morning, you're sitting out there having a relaxing drink.
Yeah, cigarette.
You do, a cigarette at 4 in the morning.
I get back a day and and they hear boom, and the two rooms that you painted for me got destroyed.
Do you think the Illuminati had something to do with it?
I don't know if I believe in the Illuminati, but maybe I should. I don't know. But it was hilarious because I just went, "You got to be fucking kidding me!" Because all the trouble I had. I mean, I had mostly a good time in Colombia, but it wasn't all fun and games. But I mean, 3 weeks in Colombia.
It's a long time living in, you know, with or catching up with people that you don't really know.
You don't really know.
Although you came up and stayed here, and there was no issues.
Absolutely not.
You didn't really know me.
No, I didn't. But I'm a very trusting fellow.
Well, that's what we are these days. Yeah, you got to
exactly.
be.
Well. Oh, no, I thought Gareth would join us. But, so basically, it's good to be back in Australia. Swear to God. I really did have a really good time.
Yeah, I bet you did. And you look like you saw some amazing sights you would never have seen.
Oh, you betcha.
Yeah, and the 10-hour drive to the little village in...
Villa de Leyva. Oh.
Villa de Leyva. But
through to get there, you had to get to the most beautiful spot in the Andes where I swear I've seen some great sights in my life. Mm-hmm. Say the Grampians and
Newcastle Hills.
I was just going to say that beautiful spot. The Blue Mountains in Sydney. You know how beautiful that that view is?
They're stunning. Absolutely stunning.
Well,
if it's not raining.
Well, apparently this spot where we were in Colombia is deeper than the Grand Canyon. It is just amazing when you look at it. And I'll post a video of us up there. Oh, my God. It is just gorgeous. And you just sit there and just... It's breathtaking. It just really is. And
Well, it sounds like you had a fantastic time.
Mm-hmm. I did. Yeah. For the most part, like I say, for the most part.
Well, yeah, look, the fact you're back, despite the trees being set, you know, apart from the storm and the fact you've got the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Apart from those
things. What the hell is that? I don't know.
I'll tell you about
it. Was it because you drink a Corona or something?
I think so. Well, apparently, in my mind, it's being hyped up. Like, you know, every media, the mainstream media, are pushing the whole narrative that, you know, people are dying. It's spread, you know, 16,000 one week, 30,000 the next week. You know, we're up to 66,000, I believe. They've got it. That's well, that was the latest figures. They had to get the double 33 in there. I think it's definitely a thing, possibly, but it's the flu. I mean, I know guys here around my age that were hospitalized over Christmas with a viral pneumonia or viral flu that's going around over here that's already here. It's been here for a long time. And I think the flu kills at least, you know, over 1 million a year, regardless, you know. And then when you're talking about China, I think they've got, is it 2 billion or 3 billion people or 1.6 billion or whatever it is.
So, look, here I am. I'm at the World Health Organization, the WHO website, and they say the coronaviruses are a large family of viruses that cause illness ranging from the common cold to more severe diseases such as Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome,
blah, blah, blah,
a novel coronavirus. What is this shit? I mean, hey, how are you doing, man?
Fine, fantastic. I was just listening for a minute, trying to catch what you were speaking about.
We're just talking about the coronavirus, and I've got a couple of theories in this thing. I do think if it's apparently it only affects Chinese men, predominantly it's very bad for Chinese men over 50 or over 60 and other ones that are actually getting knocked down with it. Kids don't get affected by it. Young people, not so much. And I listened to a Fox report on there's a ship in Japan at the moment, Princess Cruises, and they've been locked into port, and none of them are allowed to come out of their cabin, and they've been taken off to a Japanese hospital if they come down with this particular virus. And they interviewed a girl, American girl, and they said, so, you know, they're trying to drum it up, you know, so this must be really bad. And she goes, she sounded really happy, and she goes, oh, well, they're not treating us with anything. I've got it. My temperature's gone up a little bit. I mean, it sounded like it was nothing. And they've locked her away till, you know, whatever the infection rate goes. But it sounds to me like it's just a completely overhyped test campaign for a future thing, possibly. I don't know. Or it's nothing. But it also could be a weaponized thing to knock out a certain amount of Chinese people, because they seem to be the main people that are getting affected by it. And I do believe there was a germ warfare lab in Wuhan, and that could have come from there. Even WHO say that it could be a man-made virus, so they're kind of going with the flow. But I'm not panicking, and I think it's... Good. Yeah, I think it's just another...
There's a guy called David Kelly that says, do not... It's called the infectious myth. It's the whole idea of infections is, I think, the germ warfare, the germ... Ab did a wonderful interview. If you want to go back, listen to David Kelly,
I think his name was David Kelly, on the infectious method. It was one of the best interviews Ab's ever done. He's a Canadian talking to a fellow Canadian, and the whole AIDS retrovirus, it's the infectious myth, or howpositivearyou.com. Infectiousmyth.com or howpositivearyou.com. And look, I never believed in any of this stuff. It's all fear porn. Fear porn, yes.
Yeah, but
my favorite one was, how can I say that? I rather, when we had the Ebola scare, I like better the Ebola scare. Dying of the flu is something that is miserable. You are alone at home. Dying of Ebola is just wonderful. You start shitting and puking blood, and it's over pretty quick. So, if I have a choice, I take Ebola over any type of flu any day of.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't like my mother-in-law that much. But she took the flu, vaccine, and the flu shot, and she got sick.
Yeah.
And in some way, I was a bit happy, and in other ways, I wasn't, because my wife was unhappy. Yeah. But she turned yellow, like she'd taken a bad ecstasy pill. Like seriously, wouldn't you prefer to take a bad ecstasy pill rather than...
Possibly.
A flu shot. Interestingly, fucking you up.
The girl that Fox TV interviewed that's locked up in a ward in Japan. She said, I've had the flu shot and the pneumonia shot, and I'm fine. And I thought that's probably the reaction to one of those two shots that you've got. You know what I mean? It's the flu is everywhere. I mean, I'll go to. You know, my business is going into people's houses and businesses. And I noticed this one thing with rubbish bins. You'll see one person, all of a sudden there's piles of tissues in their rubbish bin. Next week you go there, five other rubbish bins have got it. The week after you go there, 20 rubbish bins have got tissues
Rick,
in it. They're,
Rick,
yeah.
In Australia, I remember watching years back, Virginia Trioli was on the ABC, and I've told this story before, where the sports guy came on, and she just asked him, like, have you taken your flu shot? He goes, no, I don't take the flu shot, and, you'd think it was just a sort of easy back and forward, and then she suddenly rumbled on him and said, what? He goes, no, I don't believe in taking flu shots. And, like, this was on the ABC, on ABC Morning, and Virginia Trioli and him end up having a back and forth where he was like...
I had one yesterday. I was at a...
Smashed apart.
I was at a job, right, that I've been doing for many, many years, and the lady's in her late 70s, maybe early 80s, but, you know, pretty good condition. We were talking about she was watching a TV show on architecture, like grand designs, and by coincidence, the people were designing a house that would not allow EMFs through the wall, right? So they painted it with this particular paint, and I was saying to her, she goes, well, what would they do that for? And I said, well, probably 5G coming down the pike, you know, they might be concerned about that. And she goes, why would they be concerned about that? And I said, well, you know... I told her about a friend of mine who's a friend of Prince Charles, and he was his bodyguard for about 10 years. And he told me, when I discussed about 5G, he goes, oh, I know all about 1 millimeter wave, because he said that GHQ have an island off the coast of Scotland, and most of the workers there went sterile. And they knew that one millimeter wave, which is basically radar, causes sterility. And I told that to her, and she goes, well, it's apparently there's a lot of people about that are concerned about their the flu. And I said, well, the flu shot doesn't work as far as I can work out. And she said, well, you're not an anti-vaxxer, are you? And I went, well, yes, I am, actually. And the look on her face... And the anger when I said I'm an anti-vaxxer, and I said, I just went, have you ever read Julian Salk's book on polio virus?
Yeah. Jonas Salk. Can I just go back to what you were saying there before about the EMF and this painting?
You can use a paint that costs an absolute fortune.
It's
got silver in it, I think, maybe might have lead.
I mean, that sounds like tinfoil hat stuff to me, but no, because I don't know anything about it. Yeah.
Well, I know a lot about it because I've been involved with a 5G group and I've spoken to a guy that has a 5G, like a EMF radiation mediation business, and he said that there's ways to, if you want to, because Wi-Fi is microwave, is, what do you call it, infrared, it's all the same thing, it's a very high frequency thing, and it does affect your sleep patterns. You're always best in nature.
Rick, I've had Wi-Fi on now here in my house.
Yeah, a different level. Is it? There's a different level of Wi-Fi. The new
for about a year, 5G, it's been fine.
5G is 10 times more powerful than what you've got right now. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about something.
And for certain reasons, the energy or the wave-emitting device we all have, we keep it next to our testicles for some reason.
We do, and the laptops are called laptops for a good reason because you stick it on your lap. And as I said, I had a guy who was high level special forces. He said to me they knew that radar causes sterility in the people, the operators. And if you watch naval footage of the naval on a ship, they're all wearing lead suits when they're working around the stuff. And I did an induction course many, many years ago for working on the normal, which would be 2G back then. And you had to wear a protective suit because they said walking around it is not good for you. So it's definitely bad. But anything electronic, because we are electronic. We are an electronic person. Our bodies are, if you've ever had acupuncture or get into the whole Chinese thing, that we're all totally electronic, our bodies are electric. And anything that affects those things, I say, definitely is bad for you. Right. Definitely. Yeah.
That's all right.
But anyway, we'll change the subject and go back to
I don't mind changing the subject. Garris, would you like to change the subject? I've got plenty of things to talk about.
Well, I got not that much to speak about. Nothing really happened in the French-speaking world. If I get to say the hoax of the week is this beginning of the week, I think it was Tuesday night, there was a video that got out of a French rapper with a crew of his friends beating down a YouTube influencer. So the story was that they have beat down the guy with metal rods and that the guy was on the door death and everything. And next day you learn that the guy only have 5 days without work and the whole story is probably a setup only general buzz. But it was fascinating to see the French internet going mad over something that is a bad rank, let's say, something that is a good operation or whatever. And just by putting out a stupid short video, they can divert everyone's attention for at least 48 hours. So that's the only thing I noticed this week.
What was his name?
So the guy that did the beating, his name is Sadek, S-A-D-E-K. He's a French rapper, and for some reason he decided to attack another guy named Bassem, B-A-S-S-E-M. And those two guys, apparently, since I don't really follow those circles, I did not know about this before, but apparently they went on via text message or whatever for a number of days, and suddenly they decided to make a punitive expedition to the house of the guy and to beat him up on video.
Are you calling fake on this? Okay, let me just read it. French rapper Sadek brutally beats blogger Bassem Breaky after he called his mum a whore on social media. Video shows the moment French rapper Sadek and his friends brutally beat up blogger Bassem Breaky in Vinicius, France, after a man called his mum a whore.
Venetia is the name of the place in France.
A whore, and challenged him to run him up on social media. Bassam was hospitalized on February 11th, which is a very important date, in Lyon, in a state relative emergency. He was violently attacked by several people, three or four men, shortly after 4 a.m. in the town. So what are you saying? One of the attackers, armed with a telescopic baton, could be seen beating, lying on the ground to protect his face covered in blood. Sadiq took to Instagram to explain his actions. "I gave into violence like a fool," in quotes, he says. The rapper recognized his involvement in the violence, made his media culpa in a series of videos Tuesday morning via his Instagram story, explains, "Okay, I'm not proud of myself. I gave in to violence, hatred like a fool, because I no longer bear the threats with weapons." I don't know. Do you want to read the tweets? "Dude, I can't. This guy, dude, can't fight his own battles. Has to get niggers to jump. We call these niggers crash dummies." What's this one?
What's that on?
Yeah, I'm just reading all the tweets.
The backstory of it, if I can say, is that apparently the guy that supposedly got beat up called on his supporter to have a showcase of the rapper cancelled. So apparently they contacted the organization and the organizer, I'm sorry, and they let him know that they were intending to make trouble on the show and everything. So the show had to be cancelled. And apparently that is the thing that started the physical threat and all that. But what I think is fake about that story is that you watch the video, you think, fuck, the guy is about to die. You know, the video is very, very hardcore. It's like a kind of a small lynching, let's say. But the guy has absolutely no physical big problem, no nothing, no whatever. So it's really look like a buzz operation. Yes.
Yeah,
I cannot say on the footage itself that it looks fake, because of course
Let me have a quick look at the footage myself. I'm pretty good on this.
Yes, but the thing is that since the footage is pretty short and it's not very seem like a professional or whatever, of course you cannot say much on the footage itself, but the whole story looks like a classic diversion tactic. You know? You get everyone looking at something that absolutely of no importance. You quietly pass a law, or do something, or move some troops, or some police squad from one place to another, you know? So those kind of things. I mean, last Saturday, while I was speaking with Ab, and he was away for a minute, I was watching the news, and what I saw is just that they wanted to divert the people's attention from what is really happening, which is, there is protest in France each and every week for more than a year now. But at this point, they don't report on it anymore. They find something different to speak about on Saturday when the protests are happening. And
the yellow vest thing is still going strong?
Yes, not strong. Still going, let's say.
That's a long time. Which is a good thing.
I don't really know. It's a good thing, but As I remember, it only took 2 weeks of protest in 1968, in May 1968, to make some big change in the political world in France. At least that's the story they say. So I'm rather saddened by the fact that it takes more than a year of protest and nothing is happening, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, if it's not covered, you know, by mainstream media, you don't know about it. And so we don't hear anything about that over here. The only time I hear about Yellow Vest is on other podcasts.
Yes.
So, you know, they can shut down protests big time. I think that's another experiment they're using, the Yellow Vest thing, is how do we keep this quiet? Because it's the same thing that as the Venezuelan protest that's not really reported here.
Yes. There are many things that are happening all over the world we don't hear speak about. There is currently, I cannot say 100%, but all clues point to the fact that there is a genocide currently in the République Démocratique du Congo in Africa, and no one news would speak about that.
No, exactly, and that's been going on. I mean, the Congo has been a source of massive mercenaries. You know, the Congo is full of good minerals, obviously. I would say lithium would be one of their big... If it's got lithium, that's what they're after. And I don't believe that lithium's being used sourced for batteries. I believe it's being sourced to put in the drinking water, because apparently that's the plan, is lithium in the drinking water. And if they're getting away with it with a known toxin like fluoride, and they'll say, well, it actually helps calm people down, it's a good thing, they'll start putting in their water, and probably if it's not already in there. I think in America it may well already be in there. The amount that they're talking about they need is huge, and I think... Oh, here we go.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
You don't have free will. You have the appearance of free will.
Yeah, I think, in my mind, I think the lithium, which is apparently, I don't know if it's called a rare metal. Is lithium rare earth? There's one called rare earth.
I really don't know.
One's called rare earth that might be to do with the RFI chips that they need to have, and every product is going to have an RFI chip. Your toaster. I've already been to a house in December, you know, very wealthy people. Every single electronic thing in that house is a smart. The oven, the fridge, the toaster, the water, it all has clearly an RFID chip involved, you know, so that's part of that whole smart grid, Internet of Things that's coming. Definitely happening. There's no mucking around with that. The fact that lithium is being sourced in, I think, Afghanistan and Africa are the two big lithium mines, and the Clinton Foundation are heavily involved in investing in lithium. Remember, Hillary Clinton... It was something to do with lithium investment back way back when. I don't think it's just for batteries. I think lithium is definitely used for calming people down if you've got a mental illness. If you've got bipolar, lithium is what's prescribed. Yes. So if they can get away with putting in the drinking water, which I would say they would, because definitely putting in our water here, we have a huge amount of chloride and fluoride in our drinking water.
Hey, guys. Yes. Hey, guys, do you mind if I butt in?
Yeah, go.
Guess who I've brought? The golden skid mark. Come on.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm here, my main man.
The main man.
See if
oh, it's funny. So I have the chance to speak with all of you this week. The other day, I spoke with Velocet because he was playing some audio
Mike
settings.
And Mike has joined us. Mike has joined us as well. Yeah.
So this is a super chat.
Yes.
So glad to see that Rolo's back.
Oh, thank you.
He's back.
Thank you, Fako. I'm glad to be back. We're just trying.
We're all worried about you. We didn't get enough updates.
Look, I'll give you some updates right now. We've got Golden Skidmark here. Fako, can you just unmute him? Is he muted?
Yeah, he might not be on the actual server properly.
No, he's here in the room.
Well, then come on,
Goldie. Excuse me, I think I've got the coronavirus.
You're right, definitely the coronavirus.
We didn't mute him, did we, Jairus? We didn't mute him.
No, I don't see him as muted
on my end. Anyway. So, thank you, guys.
He muted himself.
It's good to be back. It's good to talk to you, Ab. It's good to talk to you, especially you, Rick. Rick is my main man. He's the man who's got my back. Ab, get this, right? I get back from Colombia. A day afterwards, what happens? A friggin' tree falls on my house. I know! On my house!
But not just a tree. A big tree.
Manson.
Is that because he prayed to God like Rick did for a
Oh, no. He is didn't that why? Pray enough. He didn't pray enough, obviously.
Actually,
it's actually for a new roof or a new house?
The quarter of the house will have to be reconstructed. But from what I've seen, it looks like it's going to be a major construction job on that corner.
Oh, yeah.
Did it ruin Rick's paint job?
Yes.
It did.
Yes, it did.
It crushed, crushed the backbone of the back of the house.
I hope that budgie wasn't in that corner of the house.
No.
Yeah.
Nobody was injured. No one was injured. Anyway,
it's good to be back.
Nobody died. Nobody got hurt. It's good to be back in Australia. Thank you.
Were there any lie witnesses?
My wife.
It could be fake, actually. It could be a fake.
Sounds fake to me.
Oh, you bastards.
Are you starting a GoFundMe account?
I was thinking the other day, Dave J should be referred to as the Don Rickles of metaphysics.
Rick. Don Rickles, I got it wrong when we spoke on the last fart podcast. I got that bit right. It wasn't Goodfellas. It was Casino when it was a wonderful scene where you know, he called him Baby Yoda. What's his name? The guy he called Baby Yoda? He said, "Don't have me whack."
Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci's going, and Don Rickles is dealing the cards, right? And Joe Pesci's going, and he doesn't want a picture card. And Don Rickles keeps pulling picture cards. And he goes, "Stick that up your mother's ass! Stick that up your father's ass!" It was like the most uncomfortable scene. How could you write something so good? Yeah.
And then Joe Pesci says, "What, you think I'm funny?
Oh, I love that scene.
That is in Goodfellas. That one is
excellent. Yeah, I know.
And that scene in Goodfellas where they play the most hippie song ever is Donovan's song about the Atlantis, right? It's the most hippie song, and the in the background of him bashing him and Robert De Niro kicking that guy to death, they're playing the hippiest song of the 60s in the background.
Not Mellow Yellow?
No, it was Atlantis, the song Atlantis by Donovan.
I don't know that one.
Let's take a second to listen to Joe Pesci. For the pleasure of it.
Oh. He's staring at you, bald-headed Jew prick.
So that was just 11 seconds of Joe Pesci attacking the guy.
Yeah, he certainly did.
Oh, okay.
The Skitty was just there. He managed to unmute, but come on, Skitty, come on.
He's having technical problems.
Oh,
He's got COVID-19. He's not well.
Well, Ab, your thoughts on the coronavirus? Is it real? I mean, your mate Kelly up there from the infectious myth.
Oh, I heard him.
Oh, I haven't heard that one yet. I think he's done something on that. I haven't heard. I have to listen, but. Well, I think the basic premise was posted on Hoaxbusters called .co, not .com, and he found an event 201 drill from last year where a worldwide drill was done to simulate a global health pandemic, even though if you don't think the world's a global, but they still call it global, worldwide. And it was a drill just to implement security features called global health security, where they want to figure out ways to limit travel, limit all kinds of business, just in case there's a global virus pandemic. But my basic premise on fakeologist.com is I don't believe in viruses at all. I believe in bacteria, and I believe there is bacteria that doesn't belong in humans, especially when you live with animals or live in close contact with animals, which is what happens to the farmers when they're moved off the farm into the cities. They tend to bring their animals. They live with them. They exchange some unhealthy bacteria with them. And I do think if you got a pig bacteria, not a virus, into your body would not know how to deal with it, and you would probably have major, major health problems.
Issues, yeah.
Especially if your immune system was already compromised. So I really think this is about sanitation. It's about living conditions, and it's just trying to accelerate the...
There's a vegan push in this. There's a big vegan push. They're saying it's animals, animal markets.
Well, I believe it is animals, but, you know, when you go to a market and they're cutting up cats right in front of you and the blood is on the ground and you're walking in it, and it's just, it's a lack of sanitation. They don't have in a lot of areas because they're rural people brought into the city. It's the industrialization of China. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're really getting people with no education, no idea about bacteria and transmissions. Just fast, go backwards in Western countries, 150 years. Same thing we went through before we realized there is a real living organism called bacteria. It does reproduce quickly. It does create toxins from its colonies that are harmful to us. And really, this is just to keep China in check. Like all psyops, like all drills, there's a million different uses, utilitarian uses.
Well, they're certainly going to use it to stop import. They're closing the border to China at the moment. So there's a lot of stuff from China.
That could be a play to... to slow international trade a bit. That could be also the fact that...
on the No Agenda show, they said Wuhan, which is the Detroit from the 1950s of China, all the big car companies are there, their economy is growing 10% a year. I mean, we don't even get 1% or 2% in Canada. They're getting 10% a year. They're growing faster than all of China because of all the Western countries that are just pouring into there to take advantage of the 1.3 or 4 billion people that we're told live there. And if they do all live in that super tight area and they all are coming from the farms and they're going to need everything that we already have, the industrialization is just logarithmic, exponential. So I think they wanted to cool down the economy, for one thing. That's one angle I like, because obviously we know if you rev an engine too hot, it's going to explode. So I don't think there's any problem cooling off China for a month or two, literally turning the economy off, just taking a breath, catching up. And another thing I heard on the No Agenda show is they were saying that this is a little lessons for America and the rest of the world, that China is supplying every single thing, including aspirin, apparently. They can't even make aspirin in the United States anymore. They don't have the raw ingredients.
American toothpaste is all coming from China.
Well, everything in the whole world is really coming from China.
Yes.
And they're showing how we have a just-in-time supply chain, which means that we don't really warehouse anything over here. We literally make it in China. We float it over here or fly it over here. And if it doesn't make it here on time, everything over here shuts down because we're all waiting for the just-in-time inventory to run whatever factories we have left over here. So it's really a lesson to the world saying, hey, you moved everything to China. Okay, we get it. It's cheap. But you realize that one crippling thing, whatever we invent or whatever could happen in reality, will stall or paralyze the whole economy. So if we don't even make aspirin over here, we have to wait for it to come from China. That to me is a global, that to me is at least a national security threat, which is what the Americans like to say when they go bomb someone. So really, think about it. I thought that was a pretty good business angle, that when you make everything over there, you're held hostage to one country, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the end of my rant.
Yes, there was.
Hey, good rant. Before we go on, Golden Skidmark, can you hear us? Are you there, Skiddy?
Okay, he's going to speak if he wants to speak, so let's not keep
him. No, I just want to check. I just want to check his mic.
I know, we'll type the messages.
Okay. So before,
to say.
Gotcha.
Yes, there was a French journalist a few years back that wanted to try to live 1 year using only produce made in France. Not necessarily originally fabricated in France, but at least transformed in France. And the guy spent a year without a fridge, because there is no fridge that is made in France.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
would, easy.
So I don't really believe that the guy lived like this for a year, but at least, the thing is that he could not find a fridge that was even transformed in France. That did not
exist. I just hope to God enough local businesses now start manufacturing bulbs.
That won't happen.
Well, if they don't, we're done for. We're done for, because all our Bunnings hardware here, which these giant, super-sized stores that I've never seen anything the like of in my life, even in Port Macquarie, they've opened one up, and it is it's just huge.
You mean
huge.
You don't have Home Depot there?
We brought one called Bunnings, which is the equivalent of Home Depot. So,
yeah, well, I'm just surprised the globalist Home Depot hasn't made it over
and
yet.
Well, all your hand tools, the Gyprock, everything's coming from China. So,
it's the power of the dollar. It's the power of pricing. That is the most powerful force on earth.
Yes,
for sure. Money
yes, too. But if I can give you one example, I think we all know what Doc Martens shoes is. Also,
yeah, I've heard of them.
Okay, so before they were built, before they were fabricated in England with great material, they were excellent shoes. But I don't know since when, but they are now made in China with different material, and it's totally different. It's not the same. But
even
the
my
brand,
mechanic was telling me. My mechanic yes, told me, because I had to replace a part that I just replaced 6 months ago, and I said, it must be my part. I've never had to replace it so many times. He said, yeah, the metal is thinner, the plastic is cheaper. He witnesses it just in his truck parts. He said, everything is getting worse. So, yeah, I'm not surprised you got to replace it again. You know, it's just a wearable part that I have. But I said, well, I think it's this part, even though we just replaced it. He said, it's just cheap Chinese stuff. The only way, and it's not Chinese. It's only Chinese because we make everything there. It's not to blame the Chinese. It's just that everything gets cheaper every year because they're trying to make the same profit with inflation. That's what you got to do. Cut costs. Reduce material. Thin it out.
Yes.
Source it out differently. Every year that has to be done. Do we realize how corporations work? Every year they have to make the same or more profit with inflation, which eats away at everything. So if everything goes up, they have to find something to cut or raise the price. They don't like to raise the price, they cut the cost. It's just basic business, people.
Yes. Yes, and also the need is for the people of the world to consume more and more and more. So everything that is designed is not supposed to break pretty fast, and you are not able to repair it yourself. I remember that
there's no advantage to do it yourself. It's too expensive to fix it yourself if you can buy it cheap or new.
Yes. But that the march of the world, we are dependent on a third party for everything. There's absolutely nothing we can do by ourselves now. It's over. For everything, you get to contact a service or whatever. You cannot repair your phone, your car, most of the appliances in your house you cannot repair, neither. It's a sad state of affairs, let's say.
Well, what about the iPhone factory? They're going to shut down. And how many people need iPhones? I would say most of the planet. And that's basically...
Oh, I think you're out of stock.
Well, you'd hope so. But, I mean, it could be a test run to something bigger. Or they're going to definitely use this for a shutdown of border and imports and to see how much chaos goes on. Because I know Hyundai, which I owned up till my... fantastic hailstorm. Their parts factories have shut down. They're not supplying parts because they're all manufactured in China. So, you know, there's definitely an effect going to come off this, but it's not so much, it's more to do with borders and imports and business.
Yeah, I think it's just another industry they're trying to create, a global health security industry. It's probably already been sketched out and they're going to implement it now. I mean, this is going to have worldwide repercussions in all countries. They'll just create a global health security protocol or infrastructure, and every country is going to have to pay for it. And they've got the companies already set up waiting to receive your public money to build that infrastructure, whatever it is.
Well, I heard a speech which I thought was terrifying by the World Health Organization. And they said...
You're always afraid, Rick. Rick,
how dare you?
How dare you? I heard... No, no. Only because they quoted things that I've heard 40 years ago. This is going to happen.
And yeah, and it never happened. You're old enough to know it didn't happen, Rick.
It's happening now, though, because...
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
Thank you,
Rush.
Hey, Ab. While I was overseas, but
don't just rush, Rollo.
What about Rush?
Golden Skidmark wasn't verified, in fact, so that's why he was muted.
Oh, okay.
Apparently.
Oh, how did he get in here then?
I really don't know. I really don't know how he did, but he's verified now. So if he joins us,
fantastic,
he will be then able to talk.
Can I do a completely and utter, awful, shameless plug?
Yes.
I'm going to go through everything on the Fart Podcast. I think it's episode 50 next weekend. I'm going to go through everything that happened in Colombia.
No,
it'll be next weekend. And Rush Limbaugh. Rush. What about Rush Limbaugh?
What about Rush Limbaugh?
Is he going to live? Is he going to die? Rush. Limbaugh.
I thought this was going to be the Rollo exclusive on Columbia.
I'm going to give it to Fart Podcast. I know I'm terrible. But yeah.
You are awful. Get off.
I am awful, Muriel. Yes. No. It's good to be back here.
Give us a sample. Can you give us
a sample.
Did you meet Gaia?
Yes, I did. I did.
Okay.
A very interesting fellow.
Are you still friends?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh. What a hesitation.
That was a nice yes.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That's...
We're still friends.
It depends if Rollo's check clears.
We're still friends here on Fart Podcast. You might hear some more home truths. You will hear some more home truths.
Did you hear that he said is his wife?
Yes.
I'm obsessed, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful woman. I met her and I hugged her and yes.
Is she as beautiful?
Her name's Paolo. Paolo, she's a lovely lady and she hugged me tightly.
But fuck that guy anyway.
Go again.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
I said, and I will say it more distinctly, fuck that guy anyway.
Oh, fuck that guy. Well, there you go.
I don't know what that means.
I said that we should all collectively butt fuck the person known under the name Gaia.
Oh, no. Let's be nice. We're not nasty here if we call this. I will tell the truth.
I will tell the truth, and it will be unfiltered, and it will be on the next FARD podcast, and it will be... and I will, don't you worry, I will tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But for the moment,
So help Gaia,
because Gaia is gonna cop some shit. I tell ya.
Wait,
he needs to work his shit out.
Let him defend himself?
Of course. Okay. As long as he doesn't talk over me, I don't mind. But anyway,
that will last 5 minutes.
Let's go to a lighter subject. I thought
I thought the Joker. Joaquin Phoenix winning the Academy Award.
Yeah,
well, was good. But what do you think? No, Rick. Rick, what did you think?
He's an SJW.
He is. I mean, his speech afterwards.
He's a child of a hippie. It made no sense. He's a child of a hippie.
Yes, and he's probably a part of the death of his brother Oaks, if you remember that cat.
River
is at the bottom.
River is at the bottom.
Yeah. So, what did you
can all watch the Joker movie in integrality and in great quality on a porn website. Strangely enough, that's where. Someone sent me the link
to
the Joker movie, and it was.
Which one?
It is on spankbang.com. Don't visit the site if you don't have the link to the movie itself. It's an adult site.
Has anyone seen Parasite? Has anyone seen the movie Parasite?
Is it the same director that did?
Bong Joon-ho or whatever his name is.
I watched 10 minutes of it and I fell directly asleep. I'm sorry. I have to start
exactly.
I watched 10 minutes. I fell right asleep.
Now, Fakeologist, let me ask you this question. How is it possible that you win the best foreign film and Hollywood gives the best film? I haven't seen it yet, but I want to see it. Golden Skidmark's just joined us. I want to see it. It's called Parasite.
Good luck.
I wanted either 1917 or Joker or the Martin Scorsese one, the long one. What was it called?
The Irishman.
I wanted either of those to win. But what do we get? How is it possible that you give it to a foreign film that's already won the best
Oscars
foreign film?
They're an irrelevant show.
I know.
I think they should just cancel the show. The Oscars are not relevant. Nobody cares about the Oscars. Rick.
Here's what is worth seeing.
What?
The Sonic the Hedgehog movie apparently is I listened to a review by a guy I trust today.
Yeah.
He gave it 8.5 out of 10 and he said Jim Carrey is back to form.
He's the bad guy, yeah, Doctor something.
Yeah, and he apparently the movie is absolutely hilarious.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Everything on Twitter and at the moment has been like the failure of what's it called? Harley Quinn and the
Fantabulous. No, I heard that movie. I heard that's better than the movie they did before that they came off.
Oh, Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
About the Sonic the Hedgehog movie, they put out the trailer last year.
Yes.
And it was horrible. The quality of the CGI was awful. The main character looked like a joke. So they say that they took some time to redo the special effect and to recut the movie. I think they even reshot some scenes with Jim Carrey or whatever. So expect the worst. I would say expect the worst.
When is that out?
No. Well, get this one. Well, it just came out and get this. 8.5 out of 10. And apparently Carrey, it was his best role since back in the day when he was...
What would you say his best film? Ace
Ventura. Liar.
The Mask.
He did
The Mask.
The Mask. Was
and
good.
Then after that, he did the really good ones were the Man on the Moon.
He
Remember?
Played the Joker. Yeah. The Joker. He played the Riddler.
The Riddler.
Batman
that's
movie
right.
Also.
And he did a good job in that. To be honest, but anyway. The review I heard of Sonic was 8.5.
Rick, a little louder. You're really quiet. A little louder, Rick.
8.5.
No, you've loud this end. Do you know who said he was awesome? It was the guy that Who was the guy that did Days of Thunder and remember there were the two guys, Frankenheimer and
Frankenheimer
and Simpson, yeah. And apparently he said he'd never work with Jim Carrey or Val Kilmer again after, what was it, Batman Forever?
Honestly, six months ago, I rewatched all the Batman movies with my ex-girlfriend, girlfriend at the time. And honestly, that one with Jim Carrey is not a bad movie.
It's not bad. It's not bad. And it's
a great Riddler.
Yeah, he was a fantastic Riddler. It was built for it. So they say, the reviewer that I saw today, he said the Sonic movie, he's back to form. And everyone in the audience was screaming with laughter because they were older. The humour is aimed at older people, not young people. And it's like Simpsons. It's stuff that goes over the head of a kid, but it's like the Simpsons that the older guys get it. And so I'm quite keen to see it. And I think I might go and see it tomorrow.
Especially when
you go watch it, please, Rick, give a watch to the original trailer if you can find it. Not the one that was remade, but the original CGI
was exactly. Really, really creepy and bad.
Yes,
and
someone
the,
did a better job with
the
home computer in less than an hour.
You got a link for
there
that?
There was a video
a
of that.
Yeah, they remade it. Yeah, they remade
okay,
all
I will
the
find
CGI.
A link to the original trailer of Sonic.
Now, there's another movie at the moment that's been reshot consistently because they do not want the James Bond. Apparently, they pulled it because they've worked out that the social justice warrior stuff is not working, and they're reshooting scenes as furiously as they can. Because apparently James Bond was made to look like an idiot with a black girl turned over.
How many have failed in this last year, 2019? The Terminator Dark Fate. They did
Ocean 7.
The three girls.
The three girls in the 70s, what were they called?
Charlie's Angels. That's failed. And now this new one. Yeah, this new one.
But the thing is that we discussed this already on a previous episode. The thing, at least my angle on that, is that they don't care about making any money on this type of movie.
What they really want is
to be put out there.
Gareth, I would say to you, did Warner Brothers care about, $55 million to make Joker and $1 billion comes in return? Like, come on. Do you think Joaquin Phoenix, if they ever saw
the potential and making $1 billion, they probably would have forked more money. The sake of it is the narrative. It's not really the money or whatever. It's just that the movie is out there. It fills the discussion and people are speaking about it. They say, the GW movie are failing. And it's just an argument for debate. That's just it.
It's interesting, though. I think because of the Joker, though, Rollo, That's pulled the release of James Bond, the latest movie, and they've gone, we need to reshoot this because people are not going to want to watch this. Because clearly they made out James Bond to be a weak, effeminate, he'd suddenly pulled back, I'm not going to shoot people.
That black woman apparently was the the friend of, the girl in Captain Marvel.
There you go.
This woke culture has got to stop.
Yeah, well, I think they've spent that much money on James Bond. They've gone, we're not releasing this movie because whatever was going to come out was going to make James Bond to look like an absolute pussy.
If I was going to recast James Bond after, Daniel Craig, right?
Daniel
you know
Craig.
Who I would cast? You. You!
No.
You would make a great James Bond.
No. You know who should be the James Bond? The guy that plays the bad guy on, what's his name? That even
Justin Bieber.
No, he just played Mad Max.
Oh, yeah, Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy. Yes, I will take Tom Hardy and I will make him die in the first 5 minutes and be replaced by Idris Elba or someone else.
No, they need to have a masculine guy that can carry that role off, because I was listening to a fantastic podcast with Mark Devlin discussing James Bond the other day, and I was a bit hesitant. I listened to it, and he is an expert. He read all the novels, and he said the novels and the book and the films do not match whatsoever, because Bond was meant to be dark-headed, tough-looking, tall. His father was apparently meant to be Scottish, so that's why Sean Connery was perfect.
Bond.
Forget about him. But Hardy or the guy that played Batman, who can do a good, who's a good actor. What's his name? American Psycho.
Ben Affleck.
No, American Psycho. What's his name?
Christian Bale. Yes. Well,
he could pull it off big time, because it's got to be someone that can look tough.
Edward Norton, you just remind me, there is
a Batman movie coming next year, 2021.
It will be
the guy from Twilight, and they released a view of the costume, Robert Pattinson.
I don't know whether he's got a good jaw, and do you see The actual Batman logo is actually made out of guns or something. It's like he's made the suit himself. Like, he hasn't come from rich background. Yeah. You have a look at it closely.
What they're talking about, because according to my son, who is definitely an expert at this whole universe thing, he reckons they're going to do the Joker universe, which you just watched and you loved, and have Batman as part of that whole situation. It'll be another backstory. So it will be another reboot of Batman with Robert Pattinson, who is incredibly popular amongst those young kids that loved Twilight. So it could be.
So who played the original Batman? It was Adam West, was it? Or was there one before him?
No, after that it was... what the fuck is the name of the guy?
Adam West, for the TV.
Yes, and after that Michael Keaton.
And Michael Keaton, after that.
I thought he was ridiculous.
He was a comedian from Beetlejuice, and all of a sudden he's Batman. But in the uniform, he had a strong jaw, and he looked all right. But to me, forget about it.
He had the right connections.
It certainly does.
Yeah, I didn't think he was cast right either. Yeah, I didn't think Michael Keaton. And then after that, it was Val Kilmer, right?
Who's all right.
Yeah, and then after that, it was George Clooney with nipples on the bat suit.
Yes, exactly.
What was that all about?
I think, Christian Bale's Batman is actually not bad.
I didn't think it was bad at all. Yeah, it was Batman Begins, yeah.
That's why I think he could easily do Bond. And do not let...
But why did Christian Bale talk like that even when, you know, it wasn't Batman?
I'm Batman.
Keep going.
That these things are definitely being used to control population. I had a bit of a talk run-in with Brian Stavely the other night on Facebook, interestingly, because about the... I think the Mandela effect is a gaslight operation. That's my view, right? I don't believe in it, I think. Because remember the night we found the braces on the chick... when we Googled YouTube, the
oh yeah, with Jaws, and
okay. We definitely found braces on a YouTube clip. He reckoned that's impossible, that they've changed everyone's, you know. And I said to me, it's not. They deliberately shot three endings to each movie, which they do for every movie. There's always three endings for a movie that they film. Different things, they test it on an audience, and if the audience doesn't react right, like if say it was a movie about a dog dying, if the audience walk out, they definitely will change the movie to the dog living. These movies are being filmed with different endings on the end of them. So I think, Mandela Effect is fake and Gaslight. The Jaws thing was deliberately shot with no braces and with braces.
I'm trying to get the golden skid mark in here. Let me give one more try. So, Skiddy,
I posted on the live stream show note the comparative between the first trailer of Sonic and the current one. And I also posted the first look of Robert Pattinson in the Batman suit. But the thing is that what we can notice about what we are speaking, we can say that it's not really fakeology related. But the thing that is interesting is that each and every of the movie we're discussing are real or characters that were already there or franchise, let's say, franchise movies. So the thing is that nothing new is really happening those days. It's all rehashing, remake, reboot, whatever you want. So that is a thing that I think is interesting. In the end, we are witnessing the era of the reboot and the remake. No one new is made, no new ideas, no new whatever. So we are not speaking about an original movie that is interesting, that is bringing an interesting discussion in society, whatever. We are speaking about a movie about the antagonist of Batman. And Batman himself, Terminator, all those movies. The nostalgia factor, that's what they are trying to tap into. They are trying to make the biggest money ever just with the nostalgia factor.
Sorry, I missed that. I missed that, Gears.
Like I said, nothing new is really made anymore. It's all
everything is. And it's appalling to see the blatant agenda that they've got in all these movies. Change the lead character to be effeminate or a different colour, whatever. I mean, if we said we want to have Shaft rebooted and we wanted Robert Pattinson to play Shaft, there'd be riots on the streets.
But the argument can be that characters that are similar to Shaft with white guys already exist.
That is the
argument in the end.
Hey, Rolo, give us another teaser from Colombia. Let's get on. Do you guys really want to talk about movies all day?
No, Rolo is not on the room. I think that he's currently trying to get
the golden skid mark. Out of the room?
He's trying to get golden skid mark.
Oh, you're right. He's gone. And so is the skid mark. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Yeah,
well, if you guys want to keep talking about movies, you can.
No. We can do anything. Now, what's the other blatant bullshit going on at the moment? Corona's
number one.
It is incredible, though, as mainstream media, how much they're taking on this story. And even podcasts I listen to, and I'm ashamed to listen to some of the ones that I've been quite supportive of, are all pushing the whole thing, and particularly lifting the veil with that Nathan.
What's he talking about? Because I don't listen to him. You do.
Oh, do not. He is pushing and has been pushing a fair porn thing that everyone's going to die. It's, start saving food. He's been going out and buying extra, cans of beans. It's just ridiculous that someone that I thought was pretty good, and I didn't say, I don't trust everyone 100%, but
no.
I found...
How did he survive?
Apparently he's got a job, so he's working. And apparently, he's working, by the sound of it, he's like either working in the public domain, but he won't say where it is because apparently, and I do believe he's been attacked by, paid shills, which I believe exist. As soon as they find out where you work, they start harassing your work, saying you should sack him because he's a conspiracy theorist. So he won't say where he works, but he says... What he does involves working with the public. So he may be a male nurse, he may be a, who knows. But by the way, he's been pushing the whole thing as it's real and got to start buying buying your silver and gold. As soon as people start buying silver and gold, I know, forget about them. They've got their agenda. Be it crypto coin, be it gold.
When has silver and gold ever been a good investment? When? Tell me.
I don't think they've ever been, but I think, you know,
exactly. They've never been a good investment.
Yeah, because we all know that gold can go. Gold's been overly priced for many, many years, and all they have to do is flood the market with what the gold reserves, and all of a sudden your gold's worth $30 an ounce rather than $2,500, and you're going to go broke,
right?
Literally. So I just don't believe anyone that pushes this. You need to go. And the worst one though is when they start telling you need to start buying up food. You know, for something that's a virus that's invisible. It's
Hey Rick, do you believe in viruses?
I just said before, I believe when the flu goes around, it spreads. As I said, I go to an office, one guy's got it. The next week I go there, five people have got it.
But why is there no treatment for a virus?
I think that the common cold, you know, that you sneeze and someone else gets it is a real thing, for sure. No doubt about it.
But what is it? We can't see it. They're saying they're testing for the coronavirus, even on a cruise ship. What is the test for the coronavirus? They never say.
There is no test. I don't know if you heard what I was telling Rollo tonight, but I listened to Fox, I think it was Fox 8, or it was some channel, and they were interviewing a female from the cruise ship that's locked in port in Japan, and she tested positive to it. She was in a hospital in Japan. This is Fox News, right? The main news channel rang this girl up and were talking to her, and she said, "So how do you feel?" And she goes, "Well, I feel fine. You know, I've got a little bit of a temperature." And she said, "Well, what are they giving you to treat it?" And she goes, "Oh, nothing. They're not giving it anything. She's got to stay there and let it pass." So the thing, obviously, is she's got a cold, whatever. She bragged about, she said, "I've had the flu virus shot and I've had the pneumonia shot, so I should be fine." So clearly, whatever they injected her with has given her a reaction, and she's got a high temperature, and she's locked in a room for 2 weeks or more in Japan.
They can't do anything. Because viruses don't exist.
Yeah,
so it's
possibly
either a bacteria that is not responsive to your own immune system. And antibiotics, all they are is triggers to your immune system. There's nothing chemical about them. So if antibiotics don't work for some bacteria, you just have to wait and hope your body can get rid of it.
Yeah,
but I don't think that thing is a virus.
No, all right. But antibiotics definitely worked when I got viral pneumonia. They call it mycoplasma, and it was airborne pneumonia. Probably when I was 32, and I was absolutely smashed.
You had bacteria.
Yeah.
The pneumonia is a type of bacteria.
That's right, yeah. And when I got tested for it, they said, "You've had mycoplasma." Mycoplasma, which is a bacteria, and it's a bacterial infection which is contagious.
Bacteria is a real organism that you can see.
For sure. Yeah, yeah. But yeah,
but
you're right.
Viruses don't exist. I think virus is code for we can't do anything for you. We can't see it. It doesn't exist. So just go home and hope your body gets rid of it.
Yes.
See, that to me, and they tell you right up front, we can't do anything for a virus. Your doctor will tell you that.
And that's what the good. This
so
is
what the
on,
hell?
This is what on the Fox News she said, and she ruined the scare campaign. She goes, they said, "Oh, what are they treating you with?" And she goes, "Oh, nothing. She's giving her water, and she's eating, and she feels." And she's going to be released in 2 weeks' time. And so basically, why are you scared about this thing? You know, why would that terrify people?
Because they need to be terrified. That's a mental programming.
Yeah.
What is the life cycle of a bacteria organism? It's about 10 days.
I'd say 10 days.
Which is why they keep you for that long. to wait till the life cycle is gone, is right through you. So the whole point is, there's no such thing as viruses. We can't see them. Any images of coronavirus are phony baloney. Or
Have you seen...
Hey! Hey, it works!
Yeah, yeah. Yes, it finally works.
Fucking
yes,
hell.
So what happened?
Hey, hey, Goldie.
It works!
Goldie, we messed around so long, and we got it. Goldie did mark.
I would have bet money it wouldn't work, man. It does.
What did you do? What did you have to
Nothing.
Do?
Nothing. Like, look, when I went in before... It asked me, if you want to use on Fakeology, if you want to use your mic on Fakeology, you have to switch to push to talk rather than
yes, because you are not verified.
Yeah, and so I switched to push to talk, and nothing happened. And then and then I went back to the other one, and it seems to work fine. So fuck.
Yes, because you are not verified, so you can access the room. But you do not have the permission to speak.
Fago, let Fago talk. It's
he sounds fantastic, though. Noise is sounding on fire, man.
Fago.
I think he doesn't like the word golden skid mark. I think that's the problem.
What's wrong with golden skid mark, man?
Exactly.
nothing. It's gold, misses you at noise level. It didn't recognize you.
Oh, yeah, probably, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, hi, mate.
I'm good, man. How is everyone?
Yeah, good. I'll get to do a shameless plug.
Corona flu yet? Anybody got Corona flu?
Yeah, no, we just talked about that. We've been talking about it.
No, it's okay. Great to have Gordon here. Hey, anyone who's listening now to the audio chat, the Fakeologist audio chat. Next weekend, it will be us produced by Velocet. It will be Gordon Skidmark,
Warren Beatty.
You're Warren Beatty.
Yeah, me. Anyway, me, Rollo, and telling you about all my stories. So make sure you come and join us. Everyone who's listening to the Fake Oz.
Are you inviting Gaia to defend himself? Because I think you're going
to... he should be allowed, but you are definitely allowed to come and join us, but...
I want Dead Kelly to come on.
Dead Kelly from Brisbane, yes.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
ID as well.
Yeah,
Frank,
ID.
The salt guy. I went to the salt mines in Colombia, and I got a whole bunch of salt from Frank.
Why isn't Frank here? He should be chatting about salt in Colombia.
He's probably just chatting with his mate.
Rachel.
He's probably playing badminton in the pub during karaoke. Karaoke badminton.
If I think of Frank playing badminton, I think of Marlon Brando playing badminton. remember up in North Queensland when he did that movie? What was it called again? Frank does look like Marlon Brando. It is big. Frank's a big boy. Yeah.
He's gorgeous.
He's gorgeous, but he's just a big guy. Gorgeous. Just like, yeah.
He's not sensitive about it.
Otherwise, I'm fucked.
I'll tell you something. The other day, I was at a house, right, and they had this brand new electronic weighing machine, and I stood on it, and it said, "You're 88.7 kilos." I went, "That can't be right." And I went and checked four other machines, and everyone said 88 kilos. And
hey, Rick, I'm right up there with you, buddy. I'm right up there with you.
That is 3 kilos more than I've ever been. Ever. I'm normally 85.
Yeah. And, hey, Rick, and I'm right there. I'm right with you. I'm right with you, Rick. It's disgusting.
I can't believe it.
Fako, what's that in... What's your measurement?
13.8 stone, it is.
We don't know stones. We talk about pounds here.
How much do you weigh in pounds?
I'm around 190... I'm around 192, and it's looking like a problem.
Yeah, it's a problem. Wow. I'm telling you, it's a problem. I'm going to start running again. I have to, or stop drinking beer, because I had no idea that it happened to me, and I was in denial, and I went, no, that's, they're all...
And you're what, 55, Rick?
55, yeah.
Do you get out of breath and you tie up your shoes?
No.
You see, you do a physical job, though. You do a physical job than I do.
I know, I do a very physical job. But 88 is way too much for me. That's like, that's 3 kilos.
What are you, how tall are you?
178.
What is that in inches?
Yeah.
You know that is? That's 5'11".
5'11".
Yeah, same at 178 also, and I'm at 84 kilograms right now.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, I should be about 84. Yeah, 83,
Now, but the skid mark, how tall are you, Skiddy?
He's 6'2".
Yeah, he's 6'2".
6'3".
Yeah, 6'3". What are you?
You're a monster.
What do you weigh?
Mate, I don't do the electronic weighing machines. I reckon they're shit. I found an old German-made one that just on the side of the road. Cleaned it up. Mm-hmm. Fucking brilliant. Doesn't need a battery. Just spring off-roaded. So I stand on that nearly every day. And I'm about 102. Over 100.
Who's going to fuck with 6.2, 102?
Whoa. That's impressive.
Holy God.
Hey, Faco.
You're the gentle giant, Skiddy. You're a gentle giant.
I'm not going to argue with Skid at all.
No, definitely not.
He's a gentleman.
Definitely not.
Just don't nick his pills. The thrills, the kills.
How many stones are you? How many?
I'm about 78.
Kilos.
Yeah.
When I first came to Australia, 71.
He's a stick figure.
I was 21 and I was 71 kilos. Then I went up to 80 and I was doing more than weight. Then I went to 83, which I say is my best.
What could you bench?
It was 300 pounds.
Wow.
And I'm getting
you can't even get on the bench.
I can't even do a push up.
Push ups are hard, man. Yeah, I hate them.
I do push-ups. I do them every morning.
Come on, Faco.
I do 11.
Hey, turn the camera on, Faco. Let's have a look. Here we go. He's turned the camera on. Come on, Faco. Come on. You can do one. Come on.
Push-up.
33. I don't have a camera.
33.
I'm not joking, man.
I'm not joking. I do 33. These numbers mean something.
Yeah, no, I do 50. I do 3 sets. I do 4 sets of 50 push-ups.
Whoa.
You can do 50 push-ups in a row. Yeah?
Easy. And I can do 50.
And he can eat 50 eggs. He can eat 50.
I can do 15 chin-ups on a bar. Like,
that's pretty cool.
Okay, that's good.
Chin-ups
are the worst.
Hey, wait. I've got to ask. Hey, Rick. Yeah. Rick, I've got to ask, mate. Dude, when you do the chin-ups, do you go all the way down? Do you, like, you extend the arm fully?
Yeah. Got,
you
yeah,
sure?
Yeah, no.
It sounds like
no,
you're lying,
all right,
pal.
Okay, all right.
No, I think all right. Rick can do it. Rick, I think Rick can do it.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Dreams, they feel real while we're in them, right? It's only when we wake up that we realize something is actually strange.
Yeah, cool. Dark City.
I haven't seen that for a while.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to New soon, and you know who I'm going to try and catch up with? The guy.
Hold on. You broke up there. Do a take two. So you're going to go and see who soon?
I'm going back to New Zealand, and I'm going to try and catch up with the guy that wrote Rocky Horror Picture Show, who's my
cousin. Oh, Richard O'Brien.
Yep. And guess what? He was on Dark City, and I stood outside his caravan, and I never mentioned like where I was from. I should have gone and said, because he grew up where I'm from in New Zealand. He was an Englishman that grew up in Tauranga.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try and get an interview with him, because I know it, and I can, because I know my cousin would organise it. So I'm going to try and get him, because I'd love to find out about why did he do this thing about swapping genders in 1971, same time as Bowie came out with, you know, Ziggy Stardust. Next thing you know, Rocky Horror Picture Show comes out with trans this, trans that. Did he get paid? Was it his idea? Or did someone give him money to do it? Because I reckon
suspicious. Yeah, he'll respond with probably the same response that America gave when they asked him, like, why have you got the words Purple Rain in one of your songs?
Yeah, exactly.
And they went, oh, I don't know, it's just there.
It just happened.
We don't even know. I mean, bullshit. Yeah, it's
bullshit.
Yeah.
That's right. That's weird, that. I've been listening to
the show. Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, and plus also, they weren't even from America, they were Brits.
They weren't, they were living in America. What, their parents worked in the military, as usual.
Oh, yeah? And
they went to an American school like an international school in England. And I think they may have been American born, but they had English mothers or whatever. But that story about Purple Rain and that song, is it A Horse With No Name? It was one of their big songs.
Good song, America,
Well, a very popular band.
Very
strange, though, that you're right, Purple Rain was in the lyrics of that song in 1971.
If we had Velocet here right now, we'd have...
A bit too
as a weather. Because it's got the most beautiful harmony in it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's been so...
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard.
We got Fredbolt. Fredbolt can do it. We got Fredbolt. It still works as an audio thing if anyone wants to
That's what we need to do, Rollo. We need to have a robo fucking music thing on the...
We've got our robo. Our robo, and he's working tonight.
Yeah, no, he's not.
We love him.
He's better than a robo. Interestingly, I've seen a couple of things about train drivers getting having issues in issues in apparently we're getting smashed with rain at the moment like you would not believe, like Rollo's
house. What happened to the fire?
Oh yeah,
the fire's out.
The fires are gone.
The fires in the desert. Hey, Rick. Did you think that was hilarious?
You
the fires in the desert.
Warming already?
Yeah.
What's Greta gonna say?
Greta.
Oh, she can just give up.
hey, Goldie.
Yeah, man.
That thing that you posted. Oh, fuck off, you cunt! I love it.
That was off the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock show. Yeah, it was quite a good one, wasn't it?
I don't know where that came from, but I've seen it a few times around.
Yeah, we thought it was our old mate from over in England. What a time!
Right, okay, let's do a quick poll between Greta and Corona. Who do you like better? I like Greta. She's such a little fidget.
Oh yes, absolutely.
No, I'd rather get
easily take it down.
Do you know she's only 4'10"? She's a fidget.
Is she?
Fidget. Oh, yeah.
She's a fidget. She's not fully grown.
Oh.
A fidget.
And how is it? How is it all these people that are taking it seriously? Nope. Jared?
One point something, or 1.3, or 1.2.
I'm starting to like her, though. I'm really starting to like her.
She scares me. She's got a scary
creep
face.
She's
a creep.
And if you think Andrew Carrington Hitchcock is creepy, mate, like, then...
Yeah, he's creepy. His delivery.
Have you seen the picture? Someone took a photo of Greta and a mother sitting, and Greta's sitting on a mother's knee.
What's a mother look like?
Good looking, much better looking.
Actress.
But anyway,
they're all actors. They're all the IMDb. They're all
very
bad
ones.
Golden Skidmark. A clever guy he looked at the furniture in the room.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He googled it on Google, and it was each piece of the each chair was worth 1,500 euros. Right, they were designer furniture of the highest magnitude. So she's sitting in the furniture she's sitting in with each chair was worth 1,500 euro.
And they were only the kind of things you'd see in a very, very rich house.
Well, she is apparently Swedish. It's probably all IKEA, you know.
It was no.
Do it yourself.
The opposite of IKEA. If you can imagine the opposite of IKEA, their parents' furniture is very expensive.
Well, doesn't it prove to you? It doesn't prove to you as humans. We all need one person to get behind. We need a villain. We need a leader. We're so like Corona's not that interesting because there's no face of Corona. There's just this fake picture of a virus with a halo around it. But when we have Greta, she just embodies global child warming. Just helps to have somebody. We need her. She's valuable in that way.
So, Fago, so my question would be, do you think she's a Rothschild? Is she a Rothschild, do you think?
Yes.
I reckon she is. And I would say she is. Cause she looks like, have you seen that picture of her and Hitler superimposed? She's got she looks awfully like him.
Yes, so the chair is not 1,000 euros. The chair is 5,750 euros. I posted the picture on the live stream show notes.
Oh, excellent. All right, it was unbelievably expensive.
It's interesting how these young children, like David Hogg with the, with the shooting, David Hogg with the, remember him? Yeah, and this Greta Thunberg. Like, are they somehow connected into, like a Rothschild type
thing? They're part of the PSYOP industrial complex. They're part of the PSYOP industrial complex.
She's probably George Soros' niece.
Oh, is that? Yeah.
I mean, if he isn't the
creepiest. Humans love to follow. We just love personification of things.
We love it. We have bad guys and good guys. That's what they do with sport. They give you your sporting team, and then they give you your team that you meant to. And over here, even guys that I know that are kind of aware and awake, once rugby league comes back in season, which is in about a month's time, they switch off, and all they can talk about is their stupid rugby team and their stupid enemy, whatever. Sport has been demonized.
But that's how you sex it up. That's how you sell it.
Yeah, sex it up.
It's a business. Fago, I'm sorry to say this, but I've followed you since you and Simon Shack since 2012.
Yeah. I know. I'm not interesting, Keith. I'm not interesting, though.
I'm telling you about that. I followed you and Simon Shack.
I reckon Fakeologist's best interview, apart from Brian Stavely, who had a was the architect guy from Frank Albo, who's been back again. You're fantastic, man. I mean, telling you, the whole story of Astana should be made.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It is, and I keep saying this. I have, my clients are all very wealthy people, and two of them are very wealthy, right? And two of them have action in global warming. One of them is an artist who went to Paris for the climate change and did an installation, and none of them had heard of Astana, had not heard of any of this. And they went, where'd you read that? And I said, well, I saw it on here, and I pointed, where I read it. And they were very interested in the whole story, but Astana has been kept off the news. No one knows about it. It's because it's been set up for a future super city that we're
they couldn't have found a colder place because it is the coldest capital apparently in the world. Ottawa, our capital, off.
Are you
serious? Why the hell would they make it in such a cold place? We used to be number one. Now we're number two in terms of mean temperature in the winter. It's so cold.
Yeah, well, I've got.
Why would you make it there?
I've got on my Apple iPhone, my weather thing, I have Ontario and number other Canadian places on my thing, and the other day it was 35 below in Ontario. And
I live in Ontario, and I'm down at the south end where it's warmer compared to the north. Yeah. And I woke up, it was -21.
Fuck that! That's all I can say.
And I washed my car the day before because it was so dirty, full of salt.
Has it turned to ice?
Not all the water. Well, I dried it off, but there was still water, I guess, in some of the cracks and crevices. And when I went over bumps on the highway, it was a shattering noise. It was the ice. It was actually kind of... It was kind of worrying that, is my windshield going to fly out or what?
Well, I listened to the Hoaxbusters call 2 weeks ago, and he had a friend of his
good show.
Chatting to him. Yeah, and they were talking about ice storms and wherever one of them lives. And he said it would rain one day, and then the cold would come back in the next day, and tree branches and trees, you could hear the cracking noises.
That's always fun. We haven't had a good ice storm in a while here, but it knocks out all the overhead power lines because the ice is super heavy.
Yeah, all the overhead power lines go. All your tree branches.
Well, not all of them, but some of them, yeah.
Enough to cause a problem.
Oh, yeah. Well, God, you only have to knock out one power line and the whole grid can go down.
And interestingly here, because of that, we've had fires and floods, and the news now is reporting that we're having problems because over here they've privatised the power board and the power companies, and they've sacked all their workers that used to do the maintenance, and they're gone. So basically, you've got power lines, fires, power lines falling over this road. So they've had to bring the army in to help bring power on because we've had power cuts because of flooding and various bushfires. And rather than say it's because of we've sacked everyone and we don't have enough manpower, they're trying to blame global warming and, you know, use it as an excuse to say we need to bring the army in to help people get their power back on. It's so simple. The reason our power can't come back on is there's no staff anymore. Look, instead of having 300 staff, 30 people everywhere, it's just impossible, absolutely impossible. So it's interesting to see the counterintelligence that's going on.
What are we talking about? Sorry, I got out.
Oh, sorry, no, I'm just saying, to justify, over here we've had rain and so we've had fire and rain. We've had...
Well, I'm sorry all your fires are out. That's sad.
Well, it's kind of sad.
What the hell are we going to talk about now? You guys are off the
floods. The floods. We've got floods. That's
What are we going to talk about? I'll tell you what we're going to talk about. We've got heaps to talk about.
Not the joke.
But not Columbia. Here, though.
What happened?
Yeah, Columbia.
What happened in Columbia?
I'll tell you, Ab, but you're going to have to listen to the Fart Podcast, episode 50.
Give us a little snipcut.
Give us a little piece. Okay.
Because you're going to forget back it all next week.
No, have a listen to the Fakeologist audio chat earlier when me and Rick were talking.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm not in any condition now to talk about it in any, like, I want it, when I get it, I want to get it right. So, guys, like, I really appreciate you, Golden Skid Mark, certainly you, Rick, and certainly you, Fakeologists. I'm heading out. Yes, I'm heading out. But I really do.
You sound good.
I do. I do sound good.
Yes.
Exactly. And I'll be back, and we'll do a great, if it's going to be the last Fart Podcast, which I don't know if it will be or not.
No.
Well, we'll just have to see if our producer wants to continue on, and maybe he will, maybe he won't. But guys, it's great to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm going to go soon too.
Over and out.
All right.
Good man.
Love you, Ab. Love you, Rick.
Love you.
Love you, Goldie.
Love you.
Jairus, I don't know if I love you that much, but yeah, all right. Why not? See you guys.
See you, man.
All right, brother.
Bye. He'll be back 10 more times.
When his girlfriend kicks him back out of the bed.
Right.
Actually, the rule of the room, he was sleeping hit by a tree, so he'd have to be sleeping in the same room as her.
So did he, can you give us any recap of what he said on Columbia? Because I missed that part.
Oh, no, I think Gareth probably had the same kind of concerns that what happened over there with, you know, money and things like that. So, but apparently to be honest, though, I think he got taken to places he would never have seen. Ever.
Yeah. You know, okay, that's good.
He met Guy's wife 10 minutes just before he left. So the whole time he was there, he didn't meet her. Judging from tonight, just before we came on, we were talking for about half an hour on our green room. Then we thought we'll come over to the talk on Fakeologist. So that's the first time I've spoken to him since he's been back. So I have no more information than what he said, but he did say there was a few personality issues at certain times.
With Gaia, I can't believe it.
But it worked out right. And look, I know for a fact, because I've spoken to both of them while he was there, that they'd driven 10 hours into some little village in Bogota, or out of Bogota somewhere.
And yeah.
They had a fantastic time. Everything good. They found a dog. They adopted and named it Molly and have taken it back to...
Okay.
All of that. So, you know, it went right. But I think
Does
it was
he recommend
personal.
The Gaia tour of Colombia? Like, is that something Gaia
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's the operative word, trying to sell.
He's never hidden that. That's what he wants to do. I don't think there's anything wrong with it either.
No. Well, definitely. Well, I mean, if you're going to get taken to the places he went, whatever it costs, you know, as long as it's not overly too expensive. But yeah, no.
When you have a private tour guide, you can expect to pay. When you go on a bus with 40 other people, it would be cheaper. But when you got one guy, guy's got to make a living.
Exactly. And I think that was came to a bit of a head while over there. But apart from that, he thinks it was fantastic and good on him.
Guy asked for money for payment, and Roller said fuck off. Something like that.
I think he paid a few times, and he got to a limit to where he was saying,
"Well, I've paid enough.
I paid enough already." That'll be in the next.
He must have paid a lot because Rollo's pretty generous, so
fuck
for him to suddenly cut short.
Yes, I cannot stop from thinking that's why I didn't win there in the end. The fact that my financial means were not the same as Rollo is.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Rollo's loaded and you're broke. That's easy.
Yes. I don't think he's not loaded, but he's got cash. You know, he's got plenty of cash.
Speaking of cash, pay up.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
And our one single patron is John LeBon, johnlebon.com.
He's the single patron. He's not the only patron at all.
No, he's the only one on Patreon. But, no, there are patrons that use PayPal. And PayPal, I think they just ratcheted up their fees. They're getting some pretty crazy fees now, maybe 20%. So
really?
It was only a matter of time. So yeah, we have quite a few PayPal patrons. I won't lie. We've got Adam. Adam's a great guy. I don't know who it is. We got Matt.
Adam's what does?
I don't know Star who Wars, Adam is.
What the guy that we had on our show, Star Wars guy, Adam, that does Fakeologist, Hoaxbusters.
No, I don't know. I don't know who it is, honestly. We got Adam, we got Matt, we've got Dave Maudlin, we got all kinds. So thanks so much for sponsoring, guys. Appreciate it.
And how's it going with the Fakeologist.com site? What's the main point of conviction on that?
Nothing really much is happening. You know, my main claim to fame is just doing my local ones here because they're the ones that affect me the most. Just the small ones. We just bubble along. There's nothing too exciting happening, honestly. You know, I think the best podcasts that I listen to, and you're a great connoisseur of podcasts.
Oh, I am.
The ones that talk about what? Yeah, you are. It's the ones that talk about things in the media today. That's the only thing that's interesting, because you can only rehash the past for so many times before it's not interesting. So the guys that talk about... And Trump is still the number one topic in the U.S.
No, for
he has
absolutely.
2016.
But what do you think,
so if you don't talk about Trump...
What do you think about Bernie Sanders being back? Don't you think it's just futile, you know? And the other guy, that Michael Bloomberg, that suddenly come out of the woodwork. I think that could be the threat.
Michael Bloomberg... Is the guy from the Joker, the rich guy, whatever his name was.
Yeah.
What's his name? Batman's dad? Is it Batman's dad? Bruce Wayne's dad.
Yeah, something Wayne, not David Wayne.
Thomas Wayne.
I hate to say it. Bloomberg has everything going against them. He's filthy rich, he's Jewish, he's short, he's a globalist, and he's an asshole. Nobody's going to vote for him. Sorry.
Do you need any more reasons?
Did I mention he's filthy rich?
Yeah. Do you know Tracy Twyman apparently committed suicide last year and died?
Who?
Tracy Twyman, that was the, you know, she's exposed Satanist. She was very, very, very good. She was on all the big podcasts, Lifting the Veil, Higher Side Chats. I think she might have even been on Fakeologist. Hoaxbusters, possibly. I'm not sure. Or maybe not Hoaxbusters. But
no, I never heard of her. I listened to all the Hoaxbusters.
I'm a podcast whore, literally, and I'm.
You listen more than I do.
Oh, I do a huge amount. But anyway, she committed suicide. Like she was into Satanists, exposing the Pizzagate and blah 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 blah. Next thing you know, she committed suicide. She was also in contact with that Isaac Cappy. She had something to do with Isaac Cappy. She also worked for. I'll tell you who she worked for. What's his name that you listen to? I'll tell you right now. Ground Zero. She was the producer for Ground Zero, which is Ground Zero. Say it again.
Clyde Lewis is the name of the guy.
Right. She was a producer for Clyde Lewis, and he used to produce lots of his background clips and things like that. Anyway, she committed last year mysteriously, and I haven't heard anything about it. But I don't know where I was going with bringing her up. But
we're talking about Bloomberg, and then you got over
She did massive amounts of stuff on Bloomberg. Apparently, he's building some building in the in London. And all of the structure is all, you know, like I'm just talking about Frank Albo's Islamic weird construction.
Yeah. Is it all occultic symbolism?
Totally full of occult symbolism. And
what's the address? 33 whatever.
That was like six. It's like 666 something or other. It was over the top. But she was really exposing him for a long, long. Saying that, you know, there's this giant statue of a bull in the front, and there's a big statue of Baphomet in the middle of the room. And Bloomberg was building a building worth billions of dollars in the middle of London, like, you know, two or three years ago. Well, so there's definitely something weird going
on. He's just playing with his money. He's got so much money. Where did he get his money from? I don't know. Maybe he's being backed by the Zionists. Who knows?
Who knows?
Media. What's it called? Media.
Do you know anything about him? Bloomberg News is big.
I really don't.
Yeah, no.
I know nothing about the guy. I don't like... I just... I just don't like them. Nobody likes rich people that preach to you and tell you how to live.
And that's Trump,
even if Trump is like Bloomberg in the sense that he's rich and he's got everything.
He speaks English.
But he speaks to America. He speaks to the people. He gives them a voice, even if he believes none of it. It doesn't matter.
He's very likeable.
I don't know, guys. Like, seriously, I've watched Trump just non-stop licking Israel's bum.
Mate, it is fucking embarrassing.
They all do.
Wait, who is he? You've got to understand, guys. There's way more Christians than Jews anywhere in the world. The Christian Zionists. It is one of the biggest cults. And they are the ones that want Israel. You guys got to get this in your head. It's the Christian cult. They want to recreate the recreation of Israel. They're behind it. No Jews have enough power or numbers to make it happen. The Christians want it. They want Christ to return.
And that was a very interesting thing that Hoaxbusters did years ago, and I think Jay Dyer did something about it. It's about the resurgence, and I remember this very, very, very well. That's why I say all of these cults, all these things that happened, happened for a reason. Like the acid came out in the 60s. The people that took that acid all of a sudden got into, became born again Christians in the early 70s.
Oh, did they? Yeah, for sure.
It was massive. I mean, I remember working at a place that was like a museum that the government financed to help old trades that were dying out, so they were funding whatever. Yeah. And they had people working that had been in jail, people that had been had heart attacks that needed to gently get back into work, people from mental institutions, blah blah blah. And there's a number of guys that I worked with that were all hippies that were all Christians, but they were all mentally ill because they all had schizophrenic because of the acid they dropped. And that was happening in the 70s. It was a big push for Christian. So the whole born again thing push that happened in the 70s, and there was all of a sudden these books. There was a book called The Late Great Planet Earth. That book that was all this. It was this all this. What's his name that wrote Late Great Planet Earth? There was always.
Never heard of it.
Oh, no, trust me, Google it. There was a massive, massive book back in 1971, 72, whatever. And the people that were taking the acid that had gone mental became born again Christians and became obsessed with the revelation and the end of it. And next thing you know, there was TV shows coming out in the 70s about, you know, we had In Search of Leonard Nimoy. There was a whole push for this unknown and UFO weird stuff. They wanted us to get into conspiracy theory. I think the whole conspiracy theory, to me, was a push. They wanted us to get into it, to start disbelieving everything and being. That's why I think Mandela Effect to me is gaslighting us to make us doubt our own brains. And it's creating a mass effect of people going, oh, maybe I didn't see that, or did I see that, or I can't remember, or maybe it was, you know, we're in a different dimension.
And then
you've got the movies at the moment with...
The Mandela movie, by the way, was horrible.
It's coming.
Have you seen it? Yeah, it's terrible. There's another one I can barely stay awake. They bring up a lot of the things Brian Staley talks about, but the rest of the movie was just about him trying to go back in the Matrix and change everything so his daughter survived. They literally threw in the little Berenstain Bears and all the favorite ones that these guys talk about. And then they just threw them in. They didn't even fit into the movie, but they crowbarred them in. And then really the story is just about him trying to reverse history. You know, that's such an old story where, if we could have killed Hitler when he was born, then the whole world would have been different.
Well, it wouldn't have been.
Because if they really created a German leader, a populist leader, then it would have been somebody else. It would have been Heidelberg, for all we know. Yeah. You know, just, yeah. Or another Hitler with another actor.
I just think that the whole UFO conspiracy thing has been pushed on us big time by
the biggest, it was in the 70s.
It was.
Did you see Mirage, man?
Look, I watched all of those things. I was there. I mean, I went to see...
You saw Mirage Men, where the CIA seeds all these stories.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I know Mirage Men. Fantastic documentary.
It's not that good of a movie, but IPS keeps talking about it.
But it's got its points. It's got its points. So all these things that our common conversations at the moment about, you know, be it UFOs or be it Mandela effect or be it, fake this, fake that. They wanted us to be totally into this stuff because the main shows in the 70s were all about Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot, UFOs, whatever. This stuff has been pushed on us big time.
It's just entertainment. Entertainment for the doubters.
Well, it's keeping us thinking...
Busy.
You know, busy. Yeah, exactly, I guess. That's probably a good one.
Yeah, it keeps us busy from the fact that inflation's 2%, my wages haven't gone up in 10 years, all the prices around me have gone up. All our inputs, all the things we spend money on, they've all gone up. Everything has gone up around us.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So that's the problem. Our standard of living goes down every year by a couple points. You can't really feel it, but if you look back 10 years ago, you can see the difference. So that's what they're distracting us.
Exactly. That's distraction. So instead of looking at a problem and going, well, we've got to do something else, you're too busy looking at the stars.
We're not questioning the system that we live under. Any system gets corrupt by definition quickly by humans. Humans are the worst for corrupting things. The distractions are to keep us from questioning the system that we're in, the money system. I get up like a slave every single day. We need Rick to go paint all those houses or clean all those buildings. If Rick catches on, this is all a scam and half the people are doing nothing and living off Rick, Rick's going to stop working. Then who's going to clean the buildings? Then we have a problem. We got to keep Rick distracted.
It's not a problem. All they do is, like, once Rick says, fuck it, I'm not working anymore, they just get all the immigrants in, mass immigration.
And they're going to tell Rick that and make Rick afraid. Yes, they will.
They are certainly doing that.
Yeah.
You know, where I live, right, up the Mid-North Coast, where I come back to, you know, from working in Sydney, all of a sudden, Indians have started moving in like you would not believe. They were never here before. There weren't any. You know, the kids went to school, they were all blonde kids, all brown hair. All of a sudden, Indians, because social changes happened, they're moving population there. Population increases, Indians move in, and they take over the businesses. The businesses, petrol stations, supermarkets, whatever. They're moving in, and they're being exported by India en masse, like you would not believe. They just bring them all in, and it's creating all of a sudden your wages are going the same as they were, as you said. You know, 20 years ago, I was getting the same. Yeah. But my bills are probably three times higher than they were in 1980, maybe more, you know. And I'm too busy looking at other things to look at that actual problem that we're just being used as... we're being farmed, I think. We're just being used as slaves to the system. And the more that they distract us with UFOs, Christianity, Muslim, the threat of terrorism. They keep us thinking about other things. You know, hang on, why am I still earning the same money as I was 10, 20 years ago? You know, I should be getting up in arms about that, but you're not, because you're too concerned about Bigfoot, UFOs, the Mandela Effect. Definitely is. To me, Mandela Effect is fake. I don't care what anyone says.
It's still going.
Yeah, I think it's last traction, too.
Not according to Brian Stavert. He got right up me for... I just said... This
he got up you.
Yeah. He actually commented what I commented on and said, he goes, they're coming in and changing things in your own house. You know, like...
Oh, sure.
And I said, that's the argument these Mandela Effect people are having. They're saying that you might have an old VHS movie of Jaws with no braces on, but
it's always media. It's always fucking media. That's not much, you know. It's always Hollywood.
It is, and I said if there's any movies that I wouldn't trust to tell me the truth, and it's a Bond movie because they're they're movies to show how great the royal family are and the secret agents of this and that, and all of a sudden they've changed the braces. Scene on the movie, and all of a sudden, well, that's proof that there's the Hadron Collider next to Garrus. I swear to God, that is the argument that they're using.
The only digital thing I'm worried about changing is the numbers in my bank account. If those change, I'm going to be really mad. That will make me nuts.
A few more zeros. Well,
yeah.
But more zeros would be good.
No, I'm worried they move the decimal point the wrong way. Yeah. Well, yeah, because they can make the zeros go up on my credit card.
Yeah.
I'm always checking that.
Remove zeros from your credit card.
Hey, Alan, on another note, I was just checking. I've got to ask you this. What do you think about the whole thing with Justin Trudeau, your prime minister, Castro, like, you know, how they reckon it's Castro's...
son.
Is that bullshit?
Yeah,
I'm looking at it now.
He looks like him.
You reckon?
He did when he put his baby bed on. I doubt it. I'm more worried about he had a brother that allegedly died way back in an avalanche, which of course would be as Canadian a thing as you can think of, skiing and get smothered by an avalanche.
Does that happen a lot? I didn't think so.
Only if you're rich and you go skiing, because avalanche, mountaintop skiing, you need a helicopter to usually get to those spots, and that's for the elite. Only the rich or the elite or the hyper skiers. Are you kidding? I don't even like sliding on down my driveway.
A friend of mine got into that. He went to Canada. He jumped out of a helicopter to do that thing, and he broke his collarbone. And he got hospitalized and stuck in Canada for 3 months. But he wasn't allowed to get on a plane because he had a broken bone in his body. He's got lots of money. And that's exactly why he would have done it. And I said to him, why would you do that? At 50 years of age, why would you jump out of a helicopter onto snow?
Oh, he was 50.
50,
wow.
51.
You want to hear something? You want to hear a story about something similar? A guy I used to know. From New Zealand, and he was, they loved their cars and they're always revving, you know, like typical bogans. And this one guy, he was in a car, I don't know if he'd stolen it or something, and it was his mate, and he lost control of the car, and it was going down a hill, and he was worried that he was going to crash into this tree or something, so he decided it's safer to jump out of the car doing 80.
Oh, God. 80K, whoa.
80Ks. And he jumped out and he thought, I don't want to hit the tree because I reckon I'm going to die. So he jumped out doing 80 and no shit, the guy, like, he was never the same.
Your brain damage.
Yeah, dude, 80Ks? I said to my mate,
I think he was brain dead before he jumped out.
Yeah. I said, dude, he's watched too many fucking Hollywood movies, man.
Like, exactly.
Oh, man, 80Ks?
80K, and can you imagine your head hitting something at 80Ks? You're dead.
You'd just be mangled, man.
Remember Sonny Bono? Didn't Sonny Bono?
Yeah.
He skied into a tree.
Yeah. So which I believe, because I can't ski. And
no,
I
don't believe it.
Well, if I
listen,
ski along,
skiing into a tree would kill you, but I don't think he did it. And he was supposed to be another populist leader. I think he was a deciding vote in some vote that would give more money
in California.
To poor people. Something like that. Yeah, come on. Now, yeah, skiing into a tree, I agree, will kill you. It's a believable story. Did he do it? I doubt it.
Yeah.
I doubt it. He's with Kobe Bryant right now. They're having a party.
Yeah, and Brain Tactica somewhere. Has anyone heard from... What's ever happened to Napoleon Wilson? Has he ever turned back up again?
No. Not that I know of, at least.
He likes some posts on Fakeologist. That's the only thing I hear.
Oh, there you go.
I still remember.
He's certainly welcome back to have a chat. Come back. All he said was take a break. Napoleon, if you're listening, come on back. Come back. Have a chat. Jairus will be a great host for you.
I really like the guy, but he was nice when he was there.
Have you ever talked to him?
No, not for a very long time. But there is recording of me and Napoleon talking together. And he did some production on the earlier episode.
I think he thought you were pretending your French accent. Look, he thought that I was responsible for every accent. I think he thought I was doing you.
You're kidding.
Maybe.
Yeah, no, I'm not joking. I think that was the vibe I got.
That's when you know it's time to take a break. When you think this guy is that guy, you got to take a break.
You certainly do if it comes to me doing Garrus. I said, I can't even do a French accent. Well, I can, but I couldn't do Garrus. I said, his voice
is
you're
really good with accents. You're really good at voices.
I try. Well, I practice when I'm driving by myself. I'll be listening to podcasts and I'll try and do.
Interesting.
That's how I get good at it. But I'll tell you now, Jay Dyer finally got an interview with the South African Canadian.
Stephen Molyneux?
Yeah, and it was fantastic. And it was interesting.
Was it good?
Because Molyneux tried his best to beat the, because he thought it was going to be a debate. Well, I think he was concerned, he's going to be made to look stupid. So he kept trying to use this thing going to Dyer. He goes, you need to speak like an 8-year-old, because I can't understand what you're talking about. He kept interrupting him all through the debate. But towards the end,
Molyneux did.
Yeah, Molyneux, yeah.
He's a scumbag, dude. No time for that dickhead.
Nah, he was trying to destabilize, because Jay Dyer was trying to, and Dyer does pipe up, because he is clever, and he does have a degree in whatever, but Molyneux was trying to destabilize him by interrupting him all the time, saying, oh, you're talking too clever, I'm just the guy that stand that. And Dyer goes, well, actually, you actually talked about the subject in your book. And caught him out big time, he was talking about platonic solids, Plato and all this bullshit, which I,
right. to be, how look, exciting. One thing,
yeah, no, exactly. There's one thing I cannot deal with is that subject of, that they're into the whole, debating platonic solids. To me, it's
I don't even know what a platonic solid is.
Oh,
is that something he takes the crap out of?
It's interesting. Oh, I'll say
platonic
that.
Platonic solid,
Anyway,
that would put me to sleep in under 60 seconds.
Yeah, it's...
Yes.
Look,
I will have to leave now because I have some other things to do today, but we've been on for 2 hours at least, so...
Yeah.
Have a nice day, everyone. Bye bye. Always a pleasure
to
speak with you. And I look forward to the last part.
Jairus is keeping the fort again on fakeologist.com.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Jairus.
Bye bye. He's an awesome asset to the
discussion.
Yeah, but I cannot get into
the whole thing of what's it called when you discuss all that kind of ethereal, you know,
existentialism.
Existentialism is, to me, it's just an absolute waste of time because you're arguing.
It's very abstract.
Abstract and confusing, but designed to be confusing. And it's like, to me, I can't get into it, but Molyneux, I must say this, he's got a good voice. He's got an unusual voice.
He's smart.
I find it really annoying.
Very smart.
I find him very,
yes, yeah, you know, he is.
Just to watch, to listen to,
it's an arrogance. I think it's an arrogance.
Arrogance creeps me out, man.
No, but that's what these guys have, is an arrogance of intelligence. So they're obviously intelligent.
Yes.
They can obviously argue, and they can obviously make you look very stupid very easily. And Molyneux is trying every trick under the sun to make Dyer appear to be way more clever than him, so he could come under. It's like it was like watching listening to a boxing match, but all of a sudden he realised actually he does know a fair bit, and they actually had towards the last half of it.
Mutual respect.
Interesting. Yeah, they did, and he actually said, I want to show. So I thought it was good, because I do like free talk. That's why I like Hostbusters.
We like it. We do it here.
Yeah, exactly. It's where you're not consigned to any particular subject, and you can just go jumping off to whatever you want.
That's what we do here. You guys do on the
far. Oh, yeah, we're experts.
Listen, I like talking about anything with fakeologists, because as long as I know that you understand the principles, I don't care if you don't believe all of them, but if you understand the principles of fakeology, then I don't care what we talk about. It's interesting, because I know you guys get it. You get it.
Yeah, as I said, Hoaxbusters, Kendall's, the simple things he did by contacting when 911 happened, contacting the list of the
SSDI.
The
SSDI.
And then contacting, remember the oil spill, the Exxon spill, and he contacted that fisherman.
Right. He called somebody down on the beach, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He said, so what's that? He goes, it looks the same as it did last week, but, you know, apparently they reckon it's really bad. It's like, that is when you get them, you know, and that's what he did.
If anyone wants to know what Rick's talking about, go to hoaxbusterscall.co. And he has a link called the Wall of Calls, and you can find it over there. All these calls he's got up on his website. And I did make a donation to Chris. I'm a little pissed off he didn't mention that on his last podcast.
He did post it
on his blog. He posted on his blog. I made a donation. I think anyone who likes content, give a few bucks. It's not much. Even though PayPal takes 20%, the bastards.
Isn't it unbelievable? 20%.
I gave Chris a $9.11, and they charged me $11 and something to give him $9. Bastards. It's still cheaper. It's still more efficient than a stamp and a letter and all that. I could have mailed him the money, but he'd have to go to the bank.
I'm just glad he's doing these basic free talk, and they can go to any direction, and he's back doing the stuff that he should have done.
And he is very smart.
Oh, absolutely. But he is just using logic. But
he's able to do it.
He is able to do it. He's good. He's good. And he had, just the way his general direction, he can make something that you thought was really controversial look really, really, really stupid. And particularly just ringing up someone, the head of business, when the Exxon oil, was one of the big oil spills.
Yeah, it was the BP oil spill.
And he said, the guy said, well, I can't see it. You know, his business is right there in the water. He goes, there's no one here because they've said there's a bad oil spill, but I can't see any issues. Like, it was exactly the same.
Well, how would you see it? Do we know how big? The Gulf of Mexico is absolutely mammoth. And
they were implying the entire thing
bogged
oil. That was the way the media was reporting.
Well, the problem is, the Gulf of Mexico is so big, even if there really was an oil spill, Mother Nature would take care of it. I'm sorry to
exactly.
say. Okay, some birds might die. Mother Nature can deal with it. Jesus, this earth is so big. I mean,
Listen, the worst thing ever, not my version of the worst thing ever, in New Zealand 2 years ago, we had a small ship that was transporting goods to Australia, sank on a reef. And the dramas that they drummed up about this ship sinking, they were, you know, all the penguins dying, pipes that went off. And I said, back in World War II, there were boats getting sunk left, right, and centre. There was, you know, massive shipping getting allegedly sunk. Did you ever hear anything about that? It just got back to normal. Everything was fine. Oil is how do you say it? It's biogenetic, or it's a natural thing that comes out of the earth. It just floats around and then disappears. It gets eaten up by plankton. Plankton eat oil. It's just a natural part of the planet. It's not like a weird chemical we've invented that doesn't disappear. It's
No. It's the dinosaurs, remember? The bones.
It was made of dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Exactly. Sorry. It's made of dinosaurs. Yeah. When they think,
but
when
dinosaurs are natural, so it's all natural.
honestly, that's why I love those. Because when they pull these scientists that are going, this is incredible disaster. Marine life die when some oil gets spilled. And oil, which gets pulled out from the earth, which leaks out naturally anyway, all sorts of places. I remember, you know, oil's just a thing until it's treated as part of the earth. It's not like a invented thing, you know what I mean? And the
dinosaur juice.
Dinosaur juice, yeah. Yeah, it's funny. Oh, yeah.
The only thing I'll say about internal combustion engines, and I drive a hybrid that I plug in, by the way, in case anyone wants to know.
Yes,
and
yes.
I do.
Oh, no, you mentioned that before, actually. Yeah, you did.
Yes,
so you plug
I
it
do.
In. You plug your car.
I plug it in. I think they're good. I really do believe in the idea. I think exhaust from cars is toxic. I don't think anyone is going to disagree with that. Even sniffing gasoline fumes can probably fry your brain.
Oh, absolutely. For sure.
Even though some people love it. So if you can get combustion away from humans breathing, I think it's a good thing. So even though, yeah, you probably have to burn all kinds of nasty, dirty stuff to make electricity, as long as you do it way over there where I'm not standing, I'm all for it. So if you... Having electric cars where we're walking and talking and sitting by the roadside at a cafe that are electric is a way better thing than breathing all that crap. And I have a truck that has a diesel filter that costs $25,000.
Are you serious?
Okay, so that thing...
Is that
common? It's like having a car. That's the law. You have to have it. It's part of the... that's why the truck costs so much, because... The emission system to process the soot from diesel is very expensive, and they break, of course, because they clog up and all that. Mine's been pretty good, though, but it's a whole system. It's an entire system on top of the truck. And I'm for it because I do think that particulate and all the hydrocarbons that we breathe are toxic. I think they're cumulative.
Well, listen. I agree.
So I'm all for it.
Mr. Psychologist, I used to run a lot back in the early days.
Running by the side of the road.
And
I
was working at Sydney International Airport on a...
Oh, they're the worst, the airport.
Well, the airport was in a fully industrial area. So I used to get off the bus and jog to the airport to work. And I ended up with asthma. Or I badly damaged my lung because I was running in the fumes of all these cars that were driving past me. This is in the early 90s.
Well, the airplanes have no exhaust systems. It comes straight out of the engine.
Yeah, this was getting to the airport, and I was running along a very busy industrial road.
Right,
and my doctor said, he goes, you've got your asthma's from pollutant. You know, you're running
right.
in fluid roads. So it's definitely a thing. There's two words about that. That dirty engines. Engine particulates.
Yeah, combustion
are not
is dirty.
Yeah.
You know, just sitting by a fire is combustion,
yeah, for sure.
And there's particulate from the smoke.
Yeah.
Not good for you.
I totally agree.
You shouldn't smoke cigarettes. You shouldn't smoke anything and bring it into your lungs if you want to live long. So there you go. So I'm all for electric cars. You know, obviously, diesel and gas, they run. They're very efficient. They're excellent. Portable fuels and all that, they're really convenient, but I think they have, I don't see a problem in moving everyone, and they are doing it, and they will do it, moving everyone into this battery thing. Now, I don't know anything about the waste batteries, and once they're spent, where they go. I'm pretty sure we could probably disassemble them, but it would cost money, of course, instead of just throwing them into the water or into a hole in the ground. So, yeah, I'm all for it, and, I have solar panels too. Don't get any electricity this time of year, but for the most part. But we had one sunny day yesterday. I made 24.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Open your eyes.
I don't want to live a real life. I don't want to dream any longer.
Yeah, yesterday I made 24 kilowatts, which is nothing. I think my house uses 30 kilowatts a day, 30 kilowatt hours a day. So I made 24, so I made almost everything I needed. So there you go.
Oh, that's good.
And I have nothing against that.
Well, I'll say this. I was talking to a friend of mine who's one of Australia's most famous architects, easily. And he said to me, he's just designed a house, built a house on the road. And one of the most exclusive roads in Sydney.
Yeah.
And I said to him, he goes, oh, because he's talking about, he goes, I'll tell you this. He goes, the owners are both, their business is carbon credits. They make money from carbon credits. And they said to him, we don't want any underground flooring heating. We don't want any, air conditioning, want it to be all natural, so can you design it like that? So he did it, and they moved into the house, and they contacted him immediately. His wife wanted underground heating, and she wanted air conditioning put in because she could not live in that house. And I said, didn't the solar panels? He goes, no, the solar panels don't work for heating or air conditioning. They don't produce enough energy to apply.
No.
Right, and he said it just doesn't work. And like, and there's a guy, and he's trying as desperately to, you know, be green, and the stuff does not work. The technology is bullshit.
Well, listen, right? Heating uses way more power. I think that my bill, my solar panels pay all year round. I don't make any electricity at this time of year, but I don't use electricity to heat my house. I use gas. If I used electricity to heat the house, it would cost a fortune, number one. And, yeah, it wouldn't work because there's no sun here in the winter.
The solar panels are
covered in snow.
Yeah. I just loved hearing him say to me because the way he said to me, he goes, the owner of the house went, all right, fuck that. It's too hot. And
It doesn't mean you shouldn't use solar panels. It just means they're not efficient enough to do your basic.
Because I said, surely
there was not enough power
to heat their house or cool it. So why bother? It's like and all that energy that you're making sent back to the grid anyway. But
and that's why I have a hybrid. My hybrid works. I run off electricity. It's enough electricity for just the average user. Yeah. When I drive as much as I do, I need gas for the rest of the trip. Yeah, it's all gas. But for the average putting around town, there's enough electricity in this car.
Well, that's good.
It's a great idea. It just needs more time.
As long as we don't bring in what's the fraud? Mr. He's sending in 40,000 satellites to power 5G. What a load of fucking bullshit.
Is that right? That's the story?
40,000 satellites. Mr. Elon Musk is sending up 40,000 5G satellites to power. It's just utter bullshit. And there's no
backup. I don't like Musk, but he's just a clown actor. Do you guys have a full Tesla network there with the cars? You guys have Tesla over there?
Yes, we do.
They built a charging infrastructure so you can drive across Australia?
Well, they just built a new shopping center in ME, near the kids' school, rather. And it's got Tesla, there's chargers there. They're empty, no one's using them. Oh, there's anyone in there. But they're there.
It's the same here. It's the same here, but it's the problem with these guys, but it's not a problem to them, is they're Tesla-exclusive chargers. So I couldn't plug in there, you see. Because they have their own chargers, which is crazy, but it's their network, so they can do whatever the hell they want.
It sounds like Apple Live.
Yes. They want to control the experience. So in that way, it's very good. They're not relying on a third party for their chargers, because they know their cars need juice. So they're not relying on another company, so they do it themselves and to the exclusion of others. But it does work. I didn't understand the network at the time, because we have a shopping center, and I've gone by there, and it's a huge setup in the corner where they've got all their superchargers, and it's just for Tesla. And it was empty, and I thought, but the reason it's right where my plaza is, because of our super highway that goes across our province, or state in your case, it's strategically located right off the highway. So if anyone is going right across, it's in the right place when they'd run out of power. So it's for them. And they have way more stations than they need, because they don't want anyone to have to wait, which is really brilliant. And it's for them. So, I was just curious if they have the same network over there.
They have, but as I say, they're not being utilized by mass public, but, you know.
But they don't want them. They don't want them to be busy, because they want any Tesla to pull up and not wait.
Yeah.
So they overbuild it on purpose. And now I understand it. They don't want every stall full. Because if the guy comes flying off the highway with no power, they want him to just zoom right in, plug in, have a coffee 20 minutes later, and be able to go another 2 hours until the next...
They're prepared to make this whole battery thing so amazingly easy and cheap and amazing. All of a sudden, in 10 years' time, it'll just go straight back up to, we haven't got enough power to do that. And they'll create this,
There has to be a plug everywhere.
Yeah, well, there should be. At the moment, there is. But who can afford? Is $100,000 for a Tesla, or some, $50,000?
Really?
I
think more like 50.
Right, 50.
Well, they have another. They're getting it. They're slowly going down in price. They have another lower model. Full disclosure, I'm a Tesla investor. I just put some cash in, the next day it doubled. I don't have a Tesla. I wouldn't mind to have one, because I think they're on the right track, personally.
Well, I'm now driving. I'm hiring a car. I hire a car now until I decide to buy one, and I do it for a tax dodge. Not tax dodge, but I'd rather pay money, and I'm driving a brand new petrol Toyota, and it is extremely economic. I'm paying half petrol for the same journey. If I was driving the same company is now renting out hybrid, I would be paying probably 20, even half what I'm paying now if it was half. So it's definitely worth it in some respects, but it's a lot of money, if you to own one.
Rick, out of interest, what's the name of your, when you get electricity bill, what's the name of the company that sends you the bill?
I think it's Central Energy.
essential, right?
Yeah.
Because
I'll tell you this. I switched over to paying it on an automatic payments, right? So I pay, I think it's $40 a week, a fortnight, for my power. I'm already, because the house is empty 3 days a week, I'm already $100 in credit over a year and a half on what I pay. So,
but still, it's outlandishly expensive.
Back in the day, not that long ago, your power bill was $120.
That's expensive. Electricity bill would be $250 a month if I did not have solar panels. I've got it down to $25 a month now.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah, no, mine would be about, it's probably about the same here, roughly, I would say.
It's always going up, though, isn't it? Outrageously.
Absolutely. And, as I said, they definitely give you incentives to go and get solar panels. And they give you this list.
Yeah.
But it basically is government.
Yeah, wait. How many days a week do you got sun in Perth?
Oh, dude.
How many days a year? How many days a year?
Most days, actually. It's a very... we're known for our blue skies, yeah, but it's very flat.
Okay, then it's a no-brainer that you should have solar panels. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
If you got a roof, if you have a backyard where you can put up an array on a sun-tracking system, where you could just put an array of 9, 12, or whatever, you could have them track the sun. Man, if you own the property, you wouldn't have an electricity bill.
Yeah, I've got solar power. They're great. Seriously, yeah.
You should get it. It's worth it because the Chinese make the solar panels so cheaply because we can't make them here because we have to pay people too much money.
Nobody wants to make them.
Nobody wants to make them here. That's why we have to get the Chinese to do it. Are they immigrants?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, because they do it for nothing.
No?
Yeah.
We don't want to work, you know? We just...
Hey, I'm going to go.
You just want to sit around and drink beer and chase women.
I've got to bail as well, but I've got to eat something, so good talking.
Alvelis showed up, and now you want to bail?
Yeah, well, unless he's going to come with his juice and put laughs in the chair.
I'm going to go.
I need to eat as well.
Yeah. All right.
Gold Skimmick, come and chat tomorrow night.
It's going to be, the last one's going to be next Saturday, isn't it?
But if you're around, chatting Railway, probably on the green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, man.
Is it 9 p.m. there in Australia?
11:13.
It's 7 here. So it's, 7 plus. You're 16 hours difference? This is crazy.
Could be. Oh, I am. But not, Golden Skimmer will be 3.
No, not 16. You're 16 hours because it's 11. It's 11:13 there, and it's 7 a.m. here.
Yeah, that's 11:13 in New South Wales and
8:13.
3 hours different. Yeah. Anyway, guys, we got to eat. I need to eat.
Enjoy.
All right.
Take care, Rick. Always good talking to Rick.
Fakeholders.com. Over now.
Love that. Rick can talk. You got to give him credit. Rick can talk. And Golden Skidmark is muted. Velocet's muted. I'm going to mute in 1 second, but if anyone wants to come by the audio stream, I'm out here for another couple hours. So come on by, anybody. If you're listening on the live stream, we do go live on the live stream. Go to fakeologist.com/radio2 or radio 1. I can't remember. Try radio 2. You'll find the stream there. You can join the Discord anytime.
That's all, folks.